Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, February 28th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. U.S. President Joe Biden is among those praising the new deal between the U.K. and the European Union on post-Brexit trade rules for Northern Ireland. In comments to Reuters on Monday, Biden called the move an essential step to ensure peace from the Good Friday Agreement is preserved, while providing a way forward that protects Northern Ireland's place in the U.K.'s internal market, as well as the EU's single market, for the benefit of all communities in Northern Ireland. His words echoed those of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who announced the agreement on Monday afternoon during a joint conference with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. While acknowledging that the EU and UK negotiations have not always been easy, Sunak praised von der Leyen for helping to move forward with an agreement that protects the aspirations and identity of all people in Northern Ireland and would end the uncertainty of its people. The EU Commission has announced a joint initiative with Poland to track down Ukrainian children who have been illegally deported to Russia and bring those responsible to trial. European Commission spokeswoman Dana Spinot made the announcement at a news conference in Brussels on Monday, claiming that Russian forces have sent thousands of Ukrainian children to Russia, a situation she called both a tragedy and a crime. Spinot told reporters the initiative would be led by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, with the support of UN agencies. The goal would be to collect evidence, find the kidnapped children, and prosecute those responsible for these crimes. On Friday, the Polish ambassador to the EU, Andrzej Sadosz, said Poland had demanded EU action on the issue as a condition for backing the bloc's 10th sanctions package against Russia, which was passed over the weekend. More detailed information about the initiative is expected to be released in the coming days. Today is day 370 of Russia's war in Ukraine. A Polish amputee footballer has joined the likes of football legends Neymar and Ronaldo after winning the prestigious Ferenc Puskas Goal of the Year award last night at FIFA's annual awards gala in Paris. Marcin Oleksy made history on Monday as the first Pole and the first amputee to win the prestigious accolade, beating out goals scored by football stars like Kylian Mbappe, AC Milan's Theo Hernandez, and Mario Balotelli of FC Sion. Oleksy took home the top award for an acrobatic bicycle kick he made last November during an amp football match between his team, Warta Poznan, and Stal Rzeszów. During his speech at the event, Oleksy thanked the entire AMP football community for providing an opportunity for him and others like him to find fulfillment in such a beautiful sport. In previous years, the Puskas Award has been won by Brazil's Neymar, Zlatan Ibrahimovic of Sweden, and Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo. Construction workers doing repairs near the Matemblevo district of Gdańsk came across an unexploded World War II-era missile while doing earthworks over the weekend. According to Sub-Inspector Magdalena Ciska from the Municipal Police Headquarters in Gdańsk, the object was found during construction work on Potokova Street. The construction workers who found the ordnance immediately notified the police, who cordoned off the area and have been guarding the object since last Saturday. A sapper patrol was due to arrive on Monday to transport the object to a training ground where it could be neutralized.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy with little chance of rain or snow and a light breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, climbing to a high of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, before dropping to a low of negative 5 degrees centigrade or 23 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for rain or snow returning later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.